Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Matt Lieb here with a special Pod Yourself a Gun announcement slash episode. Quick announcement is that next week we will be starting season 6A of Pod Yourself a Gun. We have already started recording episodes. We have some really great guests lined up. So get excited because it's going to be a really, really good season. At least I think. I don't know. I mean, that's up for, you know, you to decide. But the other announcement that I'm going to make is that this is a very special episode of Pod Yourself a Gun. You guys have been asking for months about this, and I've finally done it. I have compiled all of the Bada B stories and parody songs and some of my favorite clips into one episode of Pod Yourself a Gun. It's like an album, except for it's a podcast episode. I thought about like doing it individually and putting it on Spotify or something, but I was like, I don't know if legally I'm allowed to use other people's backing tracks and then, you know, sing over them. I don't know. I didn't want to get in trouble. So I put it all together in this episode. In the description, you're going to see a track list in case you want to, like, you know, scrub through and skip stuff. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. If this is your, you know, first time listening to Pod Yourself a Gun, or you've just started listening, this might not be the episode that you want to start with. You know, you might want to wait on this one for a while, mostly because it's not really a representation of what we do on the show. I mean, you know, it is mostly us talking about Sopranos, and I would say it's only about 3% parody songs. But, you know, I'm not the boss of you. If you decide you want to listen to this first and then start the series, who am I to judge? So, yeah, sit back, relax, grab some gabagool, and enjoy the Bada B stories.
To do our dirty work. Oh no.
I don't wanna suck my daddy's dick no more. Sure. Oh my god, we're never gonna get
Welcome
a fucking sponsor.
To Pod Yourself a Cum.
Pod.
Your mama always said you'd be the chosen
pod. Pod. Podcast. Pod. 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 Podcast.
The Queen's Navy and the ships, David Beckham fish and chips, but there's no bread pie now. There's no bread pie now. All the tea, Harry Potter crisps, football union, Jack Jimmy sweet for the hat, yellow teeth. There's no bread pie now.
I take back every insult I ever made towards your mashups because your parody songs are so good.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. That's the song. That's exactly how it goes.
You played it again.
Yeah, I gotta hear it again. I'm
the
sorry.
Queen's Navy and the ships, David Beckham fish and chips, but there's no bread pie now. There's no bread pie now. All the tea, Harry Potter crisps, football union, Jack Jimmy sweet for the hat, yellow teeth. There's no bread pie now.
No, I'm just going to grab the Bare Naked Lady CD and then let's hit the road.
What's your background, Noel? Pitts?
Noah. I'm from Los Angeles, West LA.
Noah, what I mean is...
My family's in the business.
I make mad films.
I mean, show business.
Okay, I don't make films.
I don't know why they call it the business.
Those old Tarzan movies. No, what I mean is, like, we're Italian.
Oh, my dad is Jewish and my mother's family is African American.
So we do understand each other here. You're Ditsum.
Excuse me?
A Moulinian, charcoal briquette.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken.
What's your problem?
I think you know what my problem is. See, I got business associates who are black. And they don't want my son with their daughters, and I don't want their sons with mine.
Because I'm all about value.
Fuck you.
So when my little girl comes down the stairs, you're going to say how nice it was to meet me. Then you're going to go drop her off at school, and you're going to say...
Sorry.
Mom, you want us to be Garden State? Burned up by hunters, I wanted to be Nella. Then we backed to pick up my laundry. Wait with that. Want to tell you about this episode. It's called Pine Barrens. Silvio has a slight cold, and Meadow does too, and Polly gotta get the money from a crazy Russian dude. Willie goes up to his apartment, and he walks into the room, and he drops the universal remote, and then he chokes him with the lamp. And then Tony's gonna go meet a girl who's kind of like his mom. Yeah, Tony meet Gloria. And Gloria acts a lot like his mom. It's Tony definitely fucking his mom. Yeah, Tony's having sex with his mom.
Look good. Want a drink?
Not the time, Anthony.
Not a time.
Coming out.
Let's whack this cocksucker and be done with it. Another time, Anthony. Cocksucker turns his back on a boss. That I couldn't believe. Look at him put one on his fucking head.
I get it. It's like Saved by the Bell. That's it. That's the thing, right?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Cause I'm Killmonger. Cause I'm Killmonger. Cause I'm Killmonger boss. Really rush this one.
Wow.
That was great.
The Bonnaby stories are Jingle Bells, Christian Rock Sells, Divorce Looks Good on Charmaine, Tony Makes a Christmas List and Sticks a Russian Under a Sleigh, Jingle Bells, Melfi Fails, Bobby Is Forced to Play, Oh What Fun It Is to Remember a Friend You Blew Away. Hey guys, thank you.
That was great.
I rarely sing on this this podcast.
Gabagool, Gafangool, you better eat the gabagools tonight and finish your brajol, or I make a pizza pie and I feel disgrazia. Maroni gabagool, you should rule your mortified. You know it, my pizza, Vafan. Gabagool.
I suggest you talk about stress management with him.
That's a great track. Really, yeah, really, really strong lyric. Yeah, so, I mean, you guys now owe me another 1,000 Americans.
It's the 90s. Parents are supposed to discuss sex with their children. It's the 90s. It's the 90s. 90s.
Soprano season 4, episode 2, no show. Chrissy gets police crew. Ask Patsy, what are we fighting for? Meadow says out loud, I wanna get out of this. Adriana tells the FBI she can't have kids. So here's your bada bee. Esplanade breaks ground. Ralphie says Jeannie's mole is 90 pounds. Here's your bada bee. Meadow wants to go to Europe, leave university, and Adriana gets flipped. Here's your bada bee. Bada bee stories. Oh yeah, suck my dick, bitch. Yo, this is LA Matt. Flap, flap, flap.
What we do is start our own group. I'll be the singer, and you two can bag me up.
Oh, please.
Right.
What? It's so hard to rap? My bitch, my hoe, my bitch, bitch.
What?
The joke?
Stop.
Huh? You want to back me up?
Stop.
My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, bitch.
What?
My bitch, bitch.
What?
My bitch, bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, bitch, what? My bitch, bitch, what? My bitch, 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 bitch.
You wanna back me up?
My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, bitch, what? My bitch, bitch, what? My bitch, 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 bitch.
What are you doing?
What?
I'm gonna go.
What? Hang out. What's the matter?
You piece of fucking shit!
Oh! What the fuck?
What did you think? You were gonna fuck the two of us? You in those fucking videos!
My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, my hoe, my bitch.
She came out to me, she took my hand, she was rubbing it on herself. Rubbing it on herself.
My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, my hoe, my bitch. My bitch, bitch. My bitch, bitch.
Oh. Bow wow wow, yippee yay, yippee yo. Here's the Bada B story, Sopranos 404. Piss on my face, would you, Johnny? AJ visits Furio's house with his mommy. And here's a Ginny joke about your wifey that you might not get. I'll make you go repeat that shit. Zach's bark was loud, but his bite wasn't vicious. Genie's eating candy while pretending to eat nutritious. Chrissy gets with the Atwell Avenue boys like, is he crazy? But they blind and old as fuck, so maybe. Boom. I did it. You I wish did. I had.
Yeah.
A horse is a horse, of course, the mafia swarms the club crazy horse. Tony, of course, steals Ralphie's horse, whose name is Pie, oh my. Janice enforces Junior's course, reminds Bobby he used to be a workhorse. Bobby extorts the union vote in episode Pie, oh my. Carmela wants to sign a trust, of course. Tony is like, what if we divorce? The maid is forced to own the horse, who's sick and made to die. Adriana becomes an FBI source. She snitches until her voice is hoarse. She feels remorse, shoots up some horse, and now she's high, oh my.
Wish you would ask me for a loan, my friend. You could give cash for Almignac to a shady Frenchman. And if you don't ask me, I will say again, am I a toxic person? A toxic person. The angry boy, Artie Bucco, gets ripped off for his squirrel and his midlife crisis earring. Tony finds out from his wife, Gloria Trillo took her life by hanging from a chandelier. Now everyone he knows is getting money. His way to say, can we put the past away? Wish you would ask me for a loan, my friend. We could pretend that in the end I won't be collecting interest. The ashes of your life are dividends. Am I a toxic person? My nephew's on heroin. My son thinks I'm a garbage man.
Do the Bada B stories. This is the one with the housing scam. Zelman becomes Irina's man. Chrissy yells at Adriana high on smack. The episode is a little woke and a little bit anti-black. Adriana is a fool. She thinks the things on TV are true. Furio wants to hit, but then he thinks twice. That's pretty much it. That's all the storyline. Oh, oh, what a bitch. My name is L.A. Matt. All up in that ass with that cat. Flap, 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 flap.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I make some decaf? Probably not. Valentina pranks like Tyra Banks. Prays to prey on higher ranks while Ralphie sits alone and wanks. Snuffleupagus. Carm's had enough of this. Finds a nail in the coffin and fills her coffers up again. Tony psychoanalyzes like, why though? Does Ralphie want to get analyzed like a psycho? Think. Bates Motel, trapped in his own personal hell while the skeleton of his mom beats him up with a bell. Furio wants that cookie like Nucci Galtieri. She's small, but her son is scary.
Polly Wally want to doodle all over that noodle of the high school principal who's soft like strudel. Cock-a-doodle-doo, union dues. Cancer don't respect nothing. That's the Bada B story, my dudes.
Very good. Thank you.
I give this freestyle a 7.
Tone, 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 tone. Tell me what you're gonna do with a Bada B stories. When Tony comes for you, when Tony comes for you, what you gonna do with a Bada B stories? When Tony comes for you, head south, give it up for Polly. Ralphie pranks Polly's mommy. But then his son, Justin, gets an arrow right through his body. Junior rolls down 7 stairs, look at him while he lay. Goes to hospital, but there's something wrong with his brain. Little Tony goes to Ralphie, says, I want you to hear it from me. I took your girl, man. I hope you don't hurt my horsey. Ralphie prays and he prays and he prays and he prays. Stop looking at me like that, Vince. Every day, every day, every day. Tony at the crossroads. Should he kill Ralphie? Tony at the crossroads for burning his horsey. Chrissy at the crossroads. He might be a junkie. Ralphie at the crossroads. He won't be lonely. Boom. That was it. That was all the Bada B stories.
Mm. Dude, do you do that every episode?
Yeah.
Thankfully,
that's
no.
Amazing.
Sometimes I feel like I sat on my wife's dog. Sometimes I feel like it crawled there for warmth. At least I have Eddie, my junkie friend loves me. Oh, but says I am, together we're high. This is gonna be so long. I open the door and I see my Carmela. I make her some cafe and ignore her son. I have no girlfriend, I need communication. I wanna kiss her, but she my boss wife. And I don't ever wanna see that painting again. I miss my horsey pie, oh my, more than my human friends. And I don't ever wanna see that horse burned again, repainted so that Anthony looks like Napoleon. Why would Polly choose Napoleon? I mean, he's Italian. I guess it kind of makes sense. It kind of makes sense. Christopher did some drugs. Sopranos intervention. And Ralphie's still missing. Carmela changes her hair. What a bitch, my name is Ellie Mack. Flap, flap in that ass with that gas. What a bitch, you about to go black. Young AJ, he's reading an essay on Billy Budd. Polly's mom keeps talking, makes Minnie crash her car. Furio hears Tony call Carmen a full name. He's angry and almost pushes Tony in the helicopter blades.
You're standing. You're standing.
understanding the plot.
You're standing the plot.
Carmela, I love you. I want you to be my wife. You help my mamma mia pick up the best floor tiles. I leave up the country, go back to Italia. Your daughter, she in love with the man who fixed the teeth.
You're standing to plot.
You're standing to plot.
Got a Roy Rogers over there. You hungry?
First things first, Chrissy.
I know, I'm just saying. I didn't eat breakfast.
Most important meal. Let's take him down to Pine Barrens.
Fuck that. I gotta eat something.
We'll go to Morton's, have a steak. This way the day won't be a total loss.
How can we be lost like this? We're in fucking New Jersey.
Maybe we should eat some of these berries.
Are you nuts? Shit like that could be poisonous. You don't know. What's that?
Nathan's bag.
Fuck, there's some ketchups and shit. They clean?
I don't know, they were in the bag.
Not bad. Mix it with the relish.
Shouldn't have hit the gun.
I shouldn't have even been there! And what's your fucking plan? Eat ketchup packs?
We should have stopped at Roy Rogers.
And I should have fucked the 11th, but I didn't. We're fucking starving out here.
All right, just stay calm. Bring some food, all right?
Some fucking shoes, too.
What are those, Tic Tacs? You had Tic Tacs all along? Give me some.
There ain't no more.
Selfish prick, I'm dying here.
Now fucking die already. Where you going? Don't go out there.
I'm eating those berries.
I'm telling you, they're poison.
I don't give a shit. At least I won't die hungry.
First place I'm hitting is Denny's.
I know. Get like 5 of those Grand Slam breakfasts.
Motherfucker!
What are you doing? What if we need the bullets?
Now and then I think of when you changed your haircut. Every morning you would smile and bake me scones. Now all of a sudden you are mad at me, accusing me of infidelity. And now you're trying to kick me out of my own kitchen. knows how I used to fuck your husband. Now Tony's been sleeping with my gimpy cousin Svetlana. It is so ridiculous. Why would I make it up? Yes, I'm a piece of shit that every day the world strains and pushes out of its butthole. But you stop me from my gabagoo. Took my money from the perfect and left me nothing. I swear I never touched that girl, and I will take a polygraph to that. No, you didn't have to stoop so low. Always nagging at me, Tony, where you find my spec house? I guess you're gonna leave me though. Now you're just somebody who loves Furio. Somebody who loves Furio. Somebody. Now you're just somebody who loves Furio. Somebody loves Furio. Now you're just somebody who loves Furio.
Those genius Butterbee stories. Tony separated from his wife. I'm talking Butterbee stories. It's basically all these stories within Sopranos E1 season 5. We got Feach Lomana, who's fresh out of jail. Carmela and AJ are attacked by a bear. Tony is watching Prince of Tides, and then afterwards he decides to ask a Melfie, so he confronts, but she turns him down and he calls her a cunt. Also, Carmine dies. The Butterbee stories of Soprano season 5.
Yo, what up? My name is Ellie Matt. Flap, 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 flap. All up in that ass with that cat. I said, what up, bitch? My name L.A. Matt. Lum, lum, da, bum, till you go splat. Splat with all the cum from lum and bums. Yo, bitch, what up? I'm gonna suck the dick. Flap in the bitch and I eat the shit. Everybody know when I'm sucking dick, it's really fun and for everybody likes it. Oh, yeah, bitch, I'm gonna suck some dick tonight. And you can have fun and we all gonna suck dick together. Like birds of feathers, everybody's gonna eat cum. Fuck.
If Soprano don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Snitches and rats. Snitches and rats.
Yeah.
This episode is about snitches and rats.
That's true.
Snitches and rats.
Yup.
Snitches and rats. Season 5, episode 2, snitches and rats.
Facts.
Adriana, a rat.
Facts.
Massarone, a rat.
Facts.
Ricardo is a rat.
Facts.
Flat, flat, flat.
Bitch.
My name is L.A. Matt.
Pussy.
All these motherfuckers, snitches and rats.
Gabagool.
Tony B walk out of prison cell and into another. Soprano loves him like a friend, but also a brother.
Hey,
now
brother.
He give him massage. He don't wanna be rich. Acting like the B in Tony B, it stands for a bitch.
Yeah.
Tina wanna get it, cause she got no self-esteem. Adriana, she don't play that shit, she play with another team.
FBI.
Movie night at Carmella's. AJ kicked up, what the fuck? Citizen Kane and Rosé. These hoes just wanna guss up.
Orson Welles.
Snitches and rats. Snitches and rats.
Yep.
Also Opus Dei, Little Carmine and shit.
Fuck.
Snitches and rats.
True.
Snitches and rats.
Bitch.
Little tiny microphone inside a hat.
Pussy.
Snitches and rats.
Tits.
Snitches and rats. Other things happening in this episode.
Hell.
Snitches and rats.
Darn.
Flap, 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 flap.
Yeah, bitch.
Yo, what up, bitch? My name is L.A. Matt. Sorry.
All these snitches, too many snitches in this bitch. And we're sucking on the dick, and we're having so much dick. Fuck.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello?
Hey, Carm, it's Ro.
God, it is so weird that you just called. I just hung up with Meadow, and she was asking if Jackie would come up at Thanksgiving.
Oh, really? Jackie just asked me about her. My radar's up.
Oh, you and those romance novels, Rosalie. Oh,
can you imagine the beautiful children those two would make with those jeans? Ooh! Really?
The fuck is this?
Junior's head has collapsed. Now he's asking random black people that he sees. Where is Johnny? Where is Johnny? Where is Johnny? Season 5, episode 3. Tony never had the makings of a varsity athlete. Tony suggests doing a triumvirate. Janice is pretending to cook some dinner again. Lorraine tries to collect, but then Finley shows up and she's like, wait, a second cock. Where is Johnny? Polly fights speech. Tony B does laundry. Tony never had makings of a varsity athlete.
I push my Sharpie over my
eyes. It's the Bartleby story for AJ. But the super glue stuck on AJ's
face. Tony buys him a car to help improve his grades. AJ hates his mom.
Just taking over Tony's game that he ran before he went away, and all he does is talk about old days. Tony could tell it won't end well, make sure that Beach goes back to jail, and Billy Leotardo kills Lorraine. Carmella feels AJ's the same, she lets him go to see Mudvayne and makes a date with AJ's counselor. AJ moves in with his dad, Tony sends Malfi up the basket, Karma's reading mad at Bogrin.
I push my Sharpie over my
eyes. It's a Bartleby story for AJ. And I realize this is not my thing. But it's a better song, and this is a free podcast. I like Abigail. Subscribe and leave us 5 stars.
We'll be right back.
bitch. What a bitch. My name is fucking L.A. Man. Fuck. All up in that ass with a cat.
Tony, 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 please don't fuck Christopher's future wife. Tony, 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 Bada B Story, Sopranos 505. Adriana and Tony crash at 2 in the morning. Now everybody thinks there's an affair. That's pretty much all the stories. And gobble ghoul red sauce. What a bitch. My name is L.A. Matt. Flap, 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 a flap. Biting all up in that ass with that gat. Trying to suck some dick, trying to eat some butts, trying to fuck some nuts, trying to bust my shit and fuck a bitch until we have sex. Eating shit is fun, bitch. Eat, I got a gun.
All right, just give me a minute. Hey, Pigeon Martin.
I just thought we could switch
days.
Yeah,
sure. I just got a customer coming in, all right? Tony.
Ring, 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 ring.
You fucking Tony me. Are you out of your fucking mind talking to my wife?
All right.
Ring, 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 ring.
You drove her home. Then you look right into my eyes and you don't tell me?
Well, all right. It's just normal to be curious about someone that you love's significant others.
No, it's not.
Ring, 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 ring.
It's fucking twisted.
No, it is not. Look, I don't want to argue with you. You're upset. And I understand. It's on the margins for someone like you, and I'm sorry, and it'll never happen again, ever.
No shit. Now you can tell your shrink your own date relationships.
What do you mean?
Fucking over.
Ring, 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 ring.
You see, Tuesday, I can take my kid to hear Raffy.
Banana Four.
My dad yesterday, he threw my fucking breakfast away. I swear I'll kick his ass one of these days. Was hoping I could move back home with my mom and Sopranos. Episode 6 of season 5. Carmela finally has a sex life. Luckily for her, Tony can't read all the signs. Mr. Wiggler is a gay, and Mr. Wiggler fucked your wife. There's Kim accusing Tony B of stealing one of his trucks full of laundry. But then he sees him studying, wanna start a business,
big success journey.
Call me Blundetto, call me Tony B, call me Tony's cousin, Tony Uncle Al. Call me a masseur, call me Henry Ford, call me a criminal, show me the window. AJ, Carmela, AJ is trying. Just look at the essay he's writing. He's reading The Lord of the Flies, and okay, he might be plagiarizing. Oh, Butterbee. Now Wegler will beg her to read Bovary. He's a regular Abler to her Heloise. Now Fagala Wegler is sleeping with she. But why did she leave? Carmela feeling hella guilty. So Wegler helps AJ get a C. Carmela used her only weapon, her pussy. Call me Carmela, call me Heloise. Call me manipulative, Madame Bovary. Call me a sinner, call me divorcee. But don't talk about my pussy, you better watch your back. Pawn yourself a gun. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Pawn yourself a gun. And give us 5 stars and tell your friends about the podcast. Please, for the love of God. Bada B Stories,
Sopranos 507. This one's got JT. He writes for TV shows. Yeah, fucking Tony meets Fran Feldstein. She slept with his dad and he helps to get her some money, chasing down Philly a turtle. Junior's going a little stir crazy. Yeah, he keeps going to different funerals, but now he's starting to cry at those. And Chrissy prays on his rehab friend. His name is JT. He pawns his Emmy.
My name is fucking Ellie Matt. Flap, flap, flap. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
I like the way you grill your meat. I like the way you swing sausage. And I like the way you brought mesquite charcoal to my dad's party. I like your cousin Tony B. And I love us fucking in the pool. I love that you eat gabagool. I love you acting like a fool. And that you think ducks are cool. I love it when you vomit on cool. And now you are who I know. Just a Jersey gobble. So for the mafioso.
Gabagool.
And now I know who you are. Just a Jersey goomba. So for the mafioso.
Gabagool.
I love the way that we have sex. I definitely have had some sex. I did some sex inside a girl, and she said I rocked her world. We did some hand and mouth stuff too. I love my penis in your hole. A girl's vagina's really cold. I love to hold both of your boobs. Then I'd be inside of you. And now we have a baby too. Yeah, I have had sex before. And it feels really good when I'm having sex with girls.
Sex with girls, sex with girls.
And yes, I'm putting my penis inside of your vagina. But don't ask her where she goes to school, cause she goes to a different school than me.
I've had sex with girls.
Tony fails his cousin. His mama got him fainting. Cracked his head right open, and that's no lie. Now Tony's cousin's limping. He's causing much suspicion. But both Tonys have a good reason why.
Don't blame it on the fainting.
Don't blame it on the peeps hit. Don't blame it on the mob life.
blame it on some black eyes. Don't blame it on the family. Don't blame it on the money. Don't blame it on the white man. Blame it on some black eyes. Lil Polly makes a gay joke to Eugene Pontecorvo. He smashes a bottle through his teeth. Phineas is unemployed. He won't work at McDonald's. He won't take a job away from a minority. Don't blame it on the privilege. Don't blame it on a hate crime. Don't blame it on Italians. Blame it on some black guys. Don't blame it on the white guys. Don't blame it on the mob wives. Don't blame it on my dad's crimes. Blame it on some black guys. What up, bitch? What up, bitch? What up, bitch? My name is L.A. Mack. What up, bitch? What up, bitch? Flap, 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 flap. Yo, yeah, bitch. What up? Yeah, bitch, all right, gonna freestyle a little bit. You ready for this shit? Yeah. Michael Jackson's one of the worst people I've ever seen in a movie about guys who are pedophiles. And he's one of the worst men. Oh, fuck, okay, I can do this. All right, let's do this. Yo, Michael Jackson, he's a pedophile. And come on, I can do better than this. I know I'm good at this. All right. He's one of the worst people in the world. And fucking shit. All right. Here's the thing about Michael Jackson. Everyone knows what happened to him. When he was a very little boy, all of his brothers had sex in front of him. And it fucked him up. It made him feel bad. And now he was really, really sad. Well, he's dead now because he did too much propofol. And he should have stuck to alcohol. He did too much drugs. And now he didn't get enough hugs. That's why he's a bad guy. yeah, fuck him. Okay. Good times, yeah, all right. You know, I don't have to fucking keep going, but sometimes you just get on a roll, right? And so you're just like, I'm just gonna keep going. Like, fuck it, you know? Why not? You know, people, this is every episode I'm doing this now. You know how long some of these take? Way too long for how much money we make. I mean, it's just not fair. But if you enjoy it, I'm happy if you're happy. Anyways, Michael Jackson's bad, and I realized that, and, you know, I just want to do a parody song. Fuck him.
They both say their goodbyes, but Tony's traced the call.
Little blah, blah, blah. A Jew joke, an Italian joke, a racist accent that I cut in post, sorry. My name's Matt Lieb and I need a job. I just wanna sell my pilot. If my name is Earl Meets the Leftovers, my resume's on LinkedIn.com. My manager broke up with me, even though he was the one who was lying about having an office. I need money, please give me money. I will be a dancing monkey. I'll wear a little vest and you can feed me a treat. Can somebody
somebody touch my spaghetti!
You make this
spaghetti!
Who make it this
spaghetti?
We're asking you. This your store logo, sir? That's in my
spaghetti!
This pie was found at a crime scene. I
spaghetti!
Never hurt nobody.
Come again, sir?
You don't find any
spaghetti!
In here?
Some kids broke into Verdun Day High School, broke things. They left us there.
Now you tell me their names, I go put them my foot up and
spaghetti!
I got it, Pop. It's a custom
spaghetti
job.
How's that, sir?
Double
spaghetti.
Pepperoni, sausage, peppers, onions. Extra
spaghetti.
This
spaghetti.
Fit a pattern?
Come again, officer?
Any customers order this
spaghetti
on a regular basis?
Only one I know.
Who's that?
I'd rather not say.
Help me right now. I find it these
spaghetti.
Pop, go in the back. Make
spaghetti.
Go ahead.
Sir.
Yes, officer?
Word to the wise.
What's that?
Technically, you're an accessory after the
spaghetti! Suck my dick. Lick my nuts. And you can hear.
if you really want to. If you really want, I'll also eat your shit. I'll eat your shit, shit, shit. I will eat your poo, poo, cum. I will eat your lung, lung, bum. I will eat your cum, cum, cum. I will eat your cum.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.